welcome to PMU Unfiltered. If you're not sure what you're listening to, this is a permanent makeup podcast and video cast. Yeah, that's right. We're out here tattooing people's faces. So if you're new to the industry, if you're a veteran to the industry, come with me on my journey through permanent makeup, because we're keeping it real, we're keeping it raw, and most of all, we're keeping this PMU unfiltered. Thanks so much for listening in, guys. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about, did your training suck or did you just not commit? Hello, hello, and welcome back to PMU Unfiltered. It's your host, Marlo, and it's good to see you again. If you're listening to me in the car, hey, thanks for tuning in once again. I love hearing from you guys, getting the DMs, the emails. I really appreciate it. So thanks for following along on my journey. And if you're like, what? Did I hear a video cast? Yes, that's right. This podcast is also going to be uploaded to YouTube on my YouTube channel at Marlo Cosmetic Tattoo. And there I have a folder for PMU Unfiltered video content. So if you want to have breakfast with me while you're having your coffee or while you're practicing, log into YouTube and we can hang out a little bit and you get to see my mug. So today I have a special guest who is a special friend and a lip blushing beast. Guys, you've already met her before. Sherry May Cosmetics, how are you?
Hey girl, I'm so good. I'm excited to be back. I love this. It's so fun. I love being on the podcast.
No, we're just like always chatting about permanent makeup.
Every day.
Guys, we talk almost every day.
Yeah, we FaceTime every day. We've met each other once in person and FaceTime every day.
Yeah. And I really just want to say for anyone out there that might be feeling like really lonely, if there's someone that you admire or you feel like you just need help and you've had a little bit of communication with them on the Instagram and internet, that person, if they're communicating back with you, it's probably an open door both ways. Don't you think?
Absolutely. 100%. 100%.
That's a lonely business.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, for sure. That's how I actually even took some of my trainings on my journey. There was an artist that I admired her work and I still do. And I would just communicate with her a little bit back and forth through Instagram. And one time she did a poll and was like, what questions do you have for me? And I was like, will you offer a training? And she's like, yeah, what are you looking for? And I kind of just told her what my struggles were. In the beginning, mapping was a big one for me. So yeah, she sent me over some information. I was like, yes, absolutely. This is what I want to do. Took a training with her almost about 2 years ago and we still communicate. I still think she's awesome. If I did need her for some reason, I knew she would be there for me. So yeah, if you admire somebody and they're communicating with you that little bit, and if you really would like to work with that artist or like learn from that artist, absolutely reach out to them.
And there'll come a point in time when you kind of admire someone and they're more of a mentor. And once your craft is slowly kind of meeting their craft, that's when you become, it's more than just a mentor apprenticeship type relationship. It's just like a meeting of the minds and you guys become friends and coworkers at that point.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Even just saying like calling, it could be business advice. Like, hey, I had this issue with this client. Like, what would you do? Or, you know, when you guys are finally like on that same level, you know, and you worked your way to that point, I believe that 100%.
Now, just because Sherry and I, we've been in the game for a little bit now and we've had a lot of weird interactions too. So if you don't have that relationship built and that foundation, I really don't recommend just like DMing someone kind of out of the blue that you've like lightly talked to here and there, asking like all the tricks and secrets to how they run their business. That's just like not the vibe. Right?
Yeah. Yes.
Have you gotten those DMs before?
Yes.
And where you're just like, we don't have a relationship. Like, and you're not like gatekeeping all of your secrets, but at the same time, it's just like,
they want like a whole, like an outline. How'd you do this? How'd you do this? What do you use for this? What do you do that? And I'm like, we're not like that.
Yeah, like I don't know. Like, you guys know, like I'm here to spill it all and give you the tea and teach you how to do permanent makeup. And Sherry is like a very open book as well. But I mean, you have like a little bit of a foundation there with someone before you're like, give me all the ditty, right?
Yeah. I've actually got feedback before that maybe I'm a little too transparent because I'm just, I want to help everyone. Let me show you this. Let me show you this. And I want to give everything away, especially the, like my friends who are in the industry. With my close friends that we've been doing this since we started. I mean, there is a girl who recently actually just took a lip blush training from me. And when I first started, and I still do, looked up to her and admired her work so much. And I still think she is a bomb. And that's why I was like, I knew she was going to be amazing at lip blush. And the fact that she even wanted to train with me, I was, you know, just honored. And I was like, what? You want to learn from me? She's like, yes. And I love her work still, but yeah, I would give her everything. We've been talking though for over 4 years.
Yeah.
Like somebody who's just like,
relationship.
Yeah. And we know each other, like even just on a personal level, like you and I have gotten that relationship. Like I know about her family and her kids and everything else that's going on in her life. But somebody who's just like, hey, I really like your work. How did you do ABCD, EFG, XYZ?
What kind of insurance do you have? What are your policies locally? What's the health inspector say? And you're just like, I mean, guys, come on. At some point I had to like grit through this. Like you have to put in the work. And I think that's a really good segue into today's topic, which is, did your training suck? Or did you just not commit? And when you're building a business and when you're building, you know, your own empire, whether it's you or your vision is like bigger than just you, no one is going to sit here and be like, do all these things perfectly in a perfectly outlined list. Like you, it's a ton of work. Sherry and I have this conversation often. So you take a training and we both differ on this, but I think we both come to a similar view.
Yes.
Someone takes a training with you and they ask you, can I open up my own business? Sherry, what's your take on that?
So my answer is no. And let me just tell you why.
Well, my answer is yes, but go on.
Yes. Okay. So, but that's what I did. So I took a class and actually I did work in a tattoo shop for like a hot second. It just wasn't my vibe. And then I did. I opened my own business. But looking back, I know I wasn't doing. I was like, everyone's skin is so different. And I just wasn't set up for success walking out the door. I had all the basic information. And all I could do is practice that basic information that I learned. And be like, okay, I guess this is what I'm doing. But if something went wrong with a client, I didn't have anybody to be like, oh my gosh, this is happening to their skin. What should I do? This person has this. What am I supposed to do? I didn't have that. There wasn't a support like there is now, especially with all the Facebook groups, all the other artists that I have just met online. So that's my own personal opinion. Now, do I, in my trainings, give all the tools that I feel are needed? I do. But at the same time, working on somebody, especially like, let's just talk lip blush here for a second, who is between 25 and 40, I'm 41, so that's why I'm just going to throw 40 in there. And also working on somebody who is 65 or 7, it's completely different. Okay. Their skin is completely different. So I'm like, maybe you should wait on doing like a little bit of the mature clients, but sometimes something could be going wrong and they don't have anybody to be like, what am I supposed to do? What should I do in this? Cause I'm available for people, but I could be with a client. So if somebody's messaging me, I might not see it for a few hours. Also just ordering the right supplies, making sure the insurance is what it needs to be, making sure that they're not working out of a salon where they're doing eyelashes and waxing. And then you're going to be tattooing alongside of that because you're not allowed to. So
your area though,
in my, yes, in
more legal rules because, right. Guys, if you don't know, Sherry is in Pennsylvania and, Pennsylvania has very different health jurisdictions within, health guidelines within each of the different townships.
Counties. Is that right? The counties are very different. Yeah. So I have two locations. Yep.
So when you guys reach out to either one of us or other people and they're like, oh, do I need a license? Do I need this? Like, and maybe you're doing lashes or maybe, I don't know, you're working in a med spa or something like that, renting a room. I don't know. I can't answer right. that. You know, in New York State, there's other guidelines that we have to abide by here. And then in New York City, there's different guidelines. And then you go to Jersey and it's totally different. So, you know, it's kind of hard to answer those bullet point blueprint questions for your business to start off with. So,
but I think
you have to do your own work.
Yeah. I mean, just even kind of go back on that a little bit. I think people are seeing like, oh, you know, we're making a good living for ourselves, but there's so much other stuff going on behind the scenes that I feel sometimes these classes can be pushed as in, oh, you take this class and you're going to make six figures. So that could also go.
You take a class and make six figures.
I didn't hear you.
In your first year?
No.
No.
Oh my God. I spent six figures. Okay. I was like, I took my first class and came home and made an Amazon order that was close to $7,000.
Exactly. I mean, like, oh my God, I need a bed. I need a ring light. I need a wheelie stool. I need pigments. I need more cartridges. Like, I need a different machine. Like, and it is okay to invest in yourself.
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
We're very firm believers in investing in ourselves, material wise. I know you and I work with some of the best/most popular materials.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get off brand like shit from like Alibaba and stuff like that. You know, I don't. Mm-hmm. Even though the Alibaba stock is up, that's fine, but I'm not participating in that. You know, I do get it from reputable suppliers that can answer my questions about what's contained in the ink. And I know how that ink performs. I know enough artists are using those inks. So I know a lot of the Russian pigments have gotten super popular over this US, over the past, like, what do you think? Like 2 years, some of the Russian.
Yeah, I would say about 2 years. Yeah.
I don't really work with them too much, but also when you're working with those type of pigments that are so popular in certain regions, they perform well in only certain skin types.
Correct.
Right. So just to keep that in mind when you are kind of playing around with the supplies that you're going to be hosting in your studio.
Right. I do agree. Like investing in yourself is huge. And I will tell anybody and everybody I'm over, you know, oh my gosh, I'm just throwing a number out there because I know this is the minimum, like 30,000 deep in my education.
Yeah, I think so too. I think I'm like a full collegiate year.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So I went to 1 year of school in permanent makeup, college, university. Oh, and that doesn't even equate for the genuine curiosity that, you know, keeps me up at night. Like anything that you love and that you're passionate about should keep you up at night and keep you curious and keep you passionate and driven. The self-education. This is why I have so many listeners listening to PMU Unfiltered because they give a shit.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
They care and they want to learn more. And not only do they want to learn more, but they want a community.
Yes.
And they also, I know a lot of you guys, you're so funny, but like you love hearing the hard truths. And I know so many of us have taken that initial training and been like, it was the worst.
Yeah.
Such a waste of money. And, you know, as real as I am with you guys, and maybe sometimes a little harsh, I am an innately positive person. And I am also a very responsible person. I'm very responsible for my actions as well. So did the training just suck or did you not do your homework?
Right. If you're not obsessed with it and sitting there like writing bills and there's an envelope or a piece of paper, if you're not drawing eyebrows, like you should be doing it every single day. And listen, I can tell you there were many times I'm guilty where I wasn't practicing because I got so discouraged and I was just upset. And then I said, okay, latex isn't working for me. I actually don't eat meat. I went to the butcher. I got pig skin. The smell made me sick. Then I did. Cause I was
like, no hair on it.
It was gross. I can't either. It was horrible. It was so bad. And then I had a migraine and I was like, oh, I was blaming it on the latex, but really it was just, I kept doing the same thing over and over. And I'm like, okay, this obviously isn't the right thing to be doing. Then I'm like, I'm not going to do it, whatever. And then I just became obsessed and practiced all the time, even between clients. Now I'll still practice. I love to practice. Now there's a really good latex out there that I'm recently obsessed with, from the PMU 360 website. That's amazing. But if you're not practicing and going back and looking over your notes and going through your manual, even reaching out to your trainer, then what are you doing?
You missed out on the full breadth of what your training is able to offer you. Now, if your teacher isn't holding up their end of the bargain, which is additional communication and giving you advice further along, that does suck. But I also think that we have so much access to good work and videos of people working on YouTube and Instagram, like reels and clips and stories of people working. You guys know I'm a DIY gal. Like, I am a very self-sufficient in that way. I will watch a clip, a 30-second clip over and over and over to look at the hand, to look at the speed, to catch just a little bit of seeing what their power supply is set on and like pausing the video. Like, if you're not curious and you're not staying curious, then you're not learning.
Right.
And your training can only give you so much. And like, look, I think there's shitty training out there, obviously, you know, for sure. But it's up to you at some point to say, all right, I just spent $25,000. Or, look, I mean, some of these training courses, Sherry, they're like, I know some of the girls are saying they're in like the middle of the US, they take it for 5 days and it's like 7K.
Yeah.
And they learn everything or something like that. Like, that's a lot of money to put down. And that trainer
to learn.
That's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
I mean, like dealing with the eyes and the brows and the lips, there's only so much you can mentally absorb in that moment.
Right.
The rest is up to you.
Right. Now, I will say I did take a fundamentals like that. I did a class that was a week long that was brows, lips, and lash enhancement line. But I was already doing permanent makeup for 2 years. So I was already familiar. Like, I was doing brows, I was doing lips. I already had used manual tool. I was using different machines. I was just trying to, at that point, really just perfect my work and perfect my craft and just learn a different technique. But for somebody who has never done anything like that before at all, that is a lot. The lip skin, the brow, the facial skin, and the lash line, everything is so different. That's so much to take in. So that's, again, where I know I did take a class. And yes, I worked in a tattoo shop for literally a hot second. And it's not like I didn't get any help from them. And I did open my own business. But what I'm saying is, looking back, I wish I would have worked with somebody and had a mentor there with me so they could be like, I could ask them, does this look okay? Because if I was unsure, I was just like, okay, you want to look in the mirror at your brows? I didn't know. I was doing the best I could with the mapping that I was taught, but I know I made some mistakes. I'm not happy about it. All my clients were always happy and I never had any complaints from them. But just looking back, I wish I would have had somebody that I could have, like, that was there with me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's my personal opinion. So that's why I say, no, you can't. I know I did it. So I'm being a little hypocritical there, but I'm telling you why. It's because I didn't have the support and my confidence wasn't there in the beginning.
Exactly. And then when you're taking these like mega classes that are like dumping a ton of information on you, and I think probably at your point in this career, and if you're listening to this as well, you're like, what's next for me? What do I do? What should I get into? you know, you already knew how to hold the machine and operate like that. And you already had a set of vocabulary that yes. was very natural for you to like absorb. When you're taking these like Megatron courses that are like, everything's new, that is, it's just too much. You can't walk away with little bits and pieces. And, you know, maybe even your state requires you to operate like that. So it really is up to you to go home and practice.
Yeah.
And when you're scribbling on someone's face and it doesn't look good and you're stressed and you're panicked, what do we do here? Stop.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to the latex, because the latex never lies.
Right.
What you're doing on the latex will be exactly what you do on someone's face. Agree? Right.
Yes.
100%.
100%. 100%.
Now, if you're new and you're just like, I'm working alone, I don't know what to do, like I'm stressed every time, like, you know, you're just like clenching your teeth. You're not excited to go do brows because you're just like, someone booked. Remember being like that?
Oh my God.
I remember hating going to work.
Yeah, I was terrified.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
It was like awful, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's one thing I will say now too in my trainings, because I think in my trainings, what I've tried to do is put together something that I've gotten things in my trainings that I've absolutely loved. And then I've also had things in my training. I look back and I go, man, I wish we would have done that. So I tried to make my training what I wish I would have gotten. And I'm not saying I had like all these horrible trainings, because I had a lot of really great trainings. That's why I am where I'm at today. But I offer my students the ability to bring models back to do, because some people I've said, I was like, listen, one of my students, she goes, I have a brow model to bring back this day. And I said, no, you're not ready to work on someone's face. So you need to continue to show me your latex. And I drawing brows on paper, I want to see all of that. And she did. And her last model, she just did. I said, okay, you can bring a model in. I was blown away because she was actually practicing, showing me the work that she was doing. But what happens too much, and you know, you see a lot on these Facebook pages, because a lot of my students are like, oh my God, those pages scare me. They're just going in and just working on people's faces like this, and they don't realize this is a tattoo on someone's face.
No, guys, it's so important to educate your client. I'm not saying scare them and send them running home, but when that client is like super wishy-washy, and maybe you're, let's be honest here, being responsible for our craft and our skill, is the shape not symmetrical? Does the shape suck? Because if it does, and the client is like, not feeling it, and you're like, oh, it's a picky client. No, this is someone that understands the severity of having this tattooed on their face. So you as an artist need to be responsible about your craft, which requires practice.
Right. Wipe it off, redo it.
Yep.
I have them put, like, I use brow sticker and I use string for mapping.
You mean like a ruler?
Yes. Like a brow sticker, ruler to measure. And I also use string. So when you said earlier about, you'll take a clip of a video and you watch it like over and over, there was a mapping video that was a game changer for me. I've literally probably watched it 20 times. I'm obsessed.
It was like on Instagram, right?
No, it was my subscription to, Bullock.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah. Which was great. And honestly, I watched the video and then I said, okay, let me watch it again. The next day I went into work, the best brows I have ever met. I was like, game changer. Yes. This is what I was looking for. Now, again, that was personally me. I've always struggled with mapping, but ever since that has changed for me with this video, girl, I want brows all day, every day. I love it. And then sometimes if I feel like I'm a little off, I go, gosh, I'll watch it again. And I go, okay,
that's it.
Help me. But like I said, at least 20 times.
Exactly. And I know a lot of you guys out there have so many tools in your belt and you're still going to work and you're just like, damn, I'm not killing it. But you've taken courses, you've bought courses, you've watched them. But what are the tools worth if you don't apply them to your sessions? You could watch a mapping video over and over and over and over. And then if you go to work and do whatever the hell that you've been doing for the past 3 months, like, and you didn't apply the knowledge that you just learned, you missed out.
Yeah.
You missed out on your own level up.
Yeah. I mean, listen, there are artists out there that are like, I didn't want to do that. It just takes so long. And I'm like, okay, but this is a tattoo on someone's face. And that is where I've literally stopped. I'm like, this is a tattoo on someone's face. So, you know, not holding your hand correctly because you go, oh, I'm lazy. That's not an option. Because I did have that conversation with somebody, unfortunately. And I said, yeah, that's not an option. You'd be like, oh, I'm lazy.
I mean, going to what you were saying about like your student coming in, like I had a student recently and she just wasn't getting the whip shade. Therefore, she's not taking the model.
Right.
You cannot have your students and yourself if you're solo operating, or maybe you have an absent boss that's just like, they're fine. You can't be scribbling on people's faces.
No.
It's inappropriate. No. Yeah. So you really need to take responsible. And I think ending this responsibility chat is if you wouldn't want that done to your face, then you're not ready to work on somebody else's face.
Right. And some things too that you could do, because you're like, okay, I do. I practice on latex. I practice this. It could be your mapping. Draw eyebrows. I have literally drawn eyebrows on both of my sons, my daughter, my husband. I literally asked my husband, I'm like, can you sit in the chair? Can I just draw your brows on? He goes, sure. And he just sat at the dining room table and he let me draw brows on him. If you have a problem with mapping lips, which I know sometimes it can be difficult. All lips are different. A lot of people will lose that pigmentation around the border. And you're like, I don't know. Practice. Take a lip pencil. If you like draw, I mean, I've drawn my daughter. She's 15. I'm like, Morgan, I need your face. And she's like, okay. Draw on everybody. Draw on your friends, your mom, your sister, coworker, whoever. Say, I just need to do, let me just have some fun with makeup.
Exactly.
Take like pictures. Look back. Where did you mess up? You know?
And you know what? Maybe even if you're like not killing your brow shapes or your lip shapes and stuff, or like even your eyeliners, like literally do your makeup every day.
Mm-hmm.
Get to know your face. The more you get to know your face, the more you're going to then be able to understand other people's faces. Think of every single makeup artist that you know, they're doing their own makeup application day in and day out. Then they get to a point where they're so good that they can do application on other face shapes and eye shapes and, you know, cheekbone. And that's an opportunity every day to practice by doing your makeup.
Yeah, absolutely. Because latex, let's be honest, it's just flat. And that's just working on technique as far as machine shading, but actually drawing. And you know what? Let's just say, okay, I've done my lips. Nobody will let me draw on them. All right, then print some faces off the internet and use a pencil and draw on them too. Because I have that in my book just for lips. And then I let my students map me. And I'll hold a mirror, you know, while they're doing my lips. And I'll say, yeah, looks good. Or nope, wipe it off. Wipe it off. Start again.
Just circling back around to you talking about your husband and your son and your daughter. Yeah. And like all this crap. I saw the most amazing dark lip neutralization course. So it was this woman was being videotaped and she was taking a dark lip neutralization course.
Okay.
And God bless this husband. He was getting his lips, dark lip neutralized from his wife, who was a student. I was like, that's a man right there.
I love that.
The first time he ever felt that type of pain, though. Oh, right? My God. Hilarious.
I love that. That's great.
It was amazing. He was like such an angel. He was just sitting. He was sitting there smiling for the camera with these like huge swollen orange lips, like his beard. And he's just like, it's like, that's love. That's love.
I love that. I love that. Listen, going back to just even my son, my middle son, Preston, he has these big, juicy, like he's got these big, and I'm like, I would love to tattoo those.
This is the obsession.
I know. I had a brow client. So yesterday at work, I had this client come in for brows. We just hit it off. She was amazing. And I looked at her. I'm like, girl, have you thought about your lips? She goes, oh, I was actually going to talk to you about that. Her Cupid's bow. Oh, dead. Oh. I was like, girl.
Yes.
That's like the best Cupid's bow. You need your lips. She's like, how do I said, do you want to be a model for me? She was like, how do you say no when I come in and you tell me how beautiful my lips are? I go, that's right, girl. Let's do it. Because that's all.
Let's like just like pin that client tip.
Yeah.
Tell your clients that they're beautiful. You know, everyone, it doesn't matter like what age you are or like what race you are and like what demographic your clients are coming from. I really do see the beauty in all my clients.
Oh my gosh. Like, everybody deserves to feel beautiful.
Everybody, like everyone comes into my studio and I'm like, oh, so beautiful. Cannot wait for these brows. Like I get excited and they're like, sometimes it's the first time someone's heard that in years.
Aww.
Like, you know, and it's just important to know that like brows, lips, our job can literally transform and figuratively transform the way people look at themselves.
And she said yesterday, she's like, I just feel so confident. I said, girl, that's why I have that on my website. It's the first thing you see. Confidence is the most beautiful quality one can possess. So find yours and just something as simple, which to many people, they're like, it's just eyebrows. No, it's not.
It's not.
It changes their entire face. And she literally was like, Who is this? I said, girl, you're fabulous. I don't know. I was like, God, I said, you just made me $1 million. I said, no, really. I hope so. But she was so beautiful. But I mean, she was beautiful before. And we just like enhanced what she already had. But talking to her, and honestly, I wasn't blowing smoke her ass. She was just a great girl. Like just her personality, everything. She was beautiful. But talking to your clients like that, it just makes them feel good. I mean, I've gone in, I do work with another girl. Her name's Michaela Bell Brows, give her a little shout out. I went in, she just had to ask me a question with one of her clients. And I had like my new readers on, which I'm obsessed with. And this client was complimenting me. She's like, oh my God, you're so cute. Oh, look at your outfit. Oh, those glasses. I said, girl, stop. Cause I'm just going to keep coming in here for the compliments. It makes you feel good. So tell your clients just like how beautiful they are. You know, and they're going to come back for another service. I had another client on Monday who I did her brow touch up. Guess what? She booked Lash Line. She's like, I don't know. I love my brows so much. I feel like I want that too. Like,
so not only does she trust you now, but she knows how amazing permanent makeup can change your life and the way you look at yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like the way you go out there in the world and you outwardly present yourself, like that fucking matters.
Absolutely.
Showing up to work, showing up to your relationships, showing up for yourself, you know, like it's, you know, I don't want to say it's vanity or like your looks are the most important thing. Cause I really do believe in like inner beauty, but like,
it makes you feel good.
If you look in the mirror and you feel like you can conquer the day
mm-hmm.
just because your eyebrows look sick, I'm here for it.
Yeah, girl. Absolutely. I love it. Hey, did you, real quick, I just have to say, did you curse? Are we allowed to curse on here?
This is my podcast. We are allowed to curse.
Fucking love it. Yes.
Sometimes if it's like really off the rails, I'll like tell my listeners, they'll just be like, hey, this one's not for the kids in the car seats in the back.
Did she just drop the F-bomb? We're allowed to curse.
I think half of the kids are probably just like with headphones on in the van. You know, watching some, I don't know any type of kids movie. What's out there these days? I don't know. I'm childless.
Yeah.
I'm just giving birth to brows. That's what I do.
Five-year-old nephew. I don't know. Paw Patrol, whatever. But
yes. That's what I was thinking. I've literally only seen clips of Frozen. Never seen that through and through. Yeah. Just to give you guys an idea of.
Yeah, probably different than yours. My kids are 20, 17, and 15, so I'm back in like the Lightning McQueen, Finding Nemo days.
Okay,
which are still our favorites because that's what my kids grew up on. But kind of just to go back to what we're talking about, the trainings again, I wanted to also bring up not just the in-person trainings that you're like, ugh, that wasn't good. But again, did you apply yourself? But I think people are like, if I take this online training, but are you really watching the online training? Are you sitting here like texting whoever, hitting pause, not really paying attention? And you're like, I got the certificate. Or are you really just like, wow, this is great information, taking notes.
I'm in.
Yes.
And listen,
and
applying it.
Right. And I've taken online trainings before. And listen, there are times where I have to pause it. I can't just sit here for 8 hours. And I'm like, okay.
Just consume. It's too much.
Yeah. I'm like, let me step away. I need to go do whatever, have dinner, take a walk, whatever. I need to do something else, come back to it. Instead of trying to cram all this in when I know I'm not really paying attention, I'm not really taking it in. I'm thinking about what are we making for dinner or whatever I have, what else I have to do. So if you find yourself doing that and you're like, no, but I really do want to learn this information, watch it just in like pieces. Don't sit there and feel like, oh, I have to watch this whole thing now, but you're not really paying attention. Just break it up. If you need to break it up in even a week, you do a little bit every day, then do that. And then go back and watch it again if you need to. Exactly. Just don't rush through it, mindlessly not paying attention and being like, I have the certificate, but then really be like, this didn't come out like theirs, you know?
Exactly. And it's like, you don't eat for the whole day at 9 o'clock in the morning, you know, like you'd be too full. So you have to break the trainings up just like we break our meals up. You know, there's only so much we can intake at one time. And
right.
Then it's over. I mean, like, God, I think back to like going to like school and like being in like high school and college and stuff. And I'm like, I don't know how I sat in class that long. Like, it's just crazy to even think about. But that's what we have for you guys today. Thank you so much for tuning in yet again to PMU Unfiltered. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on my DMs at Marlo Cosmetic Tattoo, or feel free to reach out to Sherry. She's very accessible as well at Sherry May Cosmetics. That's your handle.
That's it, girl.
Yeah, with the S, Cosmetics.
Cosmetics with the S.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, they could reach out to your PMU Unfiltered page too.
Yeah. Hit us up. Okay. And that's what we have for today. Bye.
Bye, guys.